Proclamation number 8332 of 19th of November, 1962. Decision of the will, ability to think. Voice of conscience. The stage of ego consciousness is the last stretch for you on the path to perfection, which you, who possess free will, can reach. But you can also ruin it again for a long time if you use your will wrongly again. At this stage of ego consciousness, when you walk the earth as a human being, you are gifted with intellect, i.e., your ability to think allows you to deal with everything you experience. And through your thinking you now enter into contact with spiritual forces which try to determine your souls to want and think in the same direction as they do. And since negative and positive forces fight for your soul, both kinds of forces will therefore also try their hand at you. They will transfer their will to you, i.e., they will interfere with your thinking and try to win your will. And thus you must know that you bear responsibility for your earthly life, for your existence as a human being was given to you for the purpose of moving your thoughts in God-ordained order, and you are also able to do so, for you are urged from within to think and want correctly by the voice of conscience. A small admonisher and warner is within you which lets you recognize good and evil and which always tries to determine you towards the good. The slightest devotion to good also results in the activation of good forces, so that your thoughts are also pushed in the right direction. And furthermore, God will ensure that His word is made accessible to you, that you become acquainted with the commandments of love for God and your neighbor, that you are given knowledge, even if it is only slight at first, about your God and your neighbor. About your God and Creator. And it is up to you to find the right attitude towards Him, to follow the influence of the positive forces which will always direct your thoughts towards God in the spiritual kingdom. At the same time, God's adversary will also try to gain influence over you by sending negative thoughts, and you yourselves, i.e., your will now decide whom you listen to. But you have been given the ability to think by God because you should decide for yourselves and because you create your own fate for eternity through your decision of will. Yeah, it will one day have to answer for itself. For this, is the soul. The once fallen original spirit. Which, as a human being, certainly has the ability to make the right decision. Otherwise no responsibility could be demanded of it. But since this soul initially emerged as a divine creature from God's love, it is also of such a nature that it can accomplish the return to God because it is helped in every way. But it decides for itself whether it wants to do so, and it must also answer for this. For even if the opposing spirit also fights for its will, it cannot force it. But God has equipped the human being in such a way that he can practice love. And love also guarantees him a right decision of will, and the good forces in the spiritual kingdom constantly contribute to this and convey knowledge to the human being which proves, reveals, the effect of a life of love to him and only the human being's will needs to decide. But it is free and neither God nor his adversary will force it. And therefore the stage as a human being is extremely significant for the soul's fate in the spiritual kingdom, which it will enter after the death of the body. For the soul will be like the human being's decision on earth, turning towards God or belonging to his adversary. And thus it will be considered by God or by his adversary. Time and again earthly life will offer it the opportunity to direct its will in this or that direction. If it listens to the inner voice, then its will and thinking will be right, for God makes himself known to every person through this inner voice, and anyone who pays attention to this voice will also reach his goal, He will soon unite with God himself and consciously appeal to him for his guidance, and then he can also be certain of his goal. Then the positive forces will always prevail and displace everything that wants to have an unfavorable effect on the soul. The I-conscious, the human being, must conclude of its own accord that it originated from an I-conscious being, which stands in highest perfection, and seek to unite with this being through thoughts and through love consciousness. Then it is guaranteed to reach its goal, the permanent union with God for all eternity. Amen.